To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven, at least according to Ecclesiastes, Pete Seeger, and the birds. I have over time come to the conclusion that there are also certain times and places in our lives for specific books. For me, possibly the most obvious example was Thornton Wilder's The Eighth Day, which I started to read 6 or 7 times and I never got past page 10. And then one day I sat down to open the book, and when I finished the last page, I realized 6 hours had passed without my notice. And it was clearly time for the two of us to meet, but it had not been before. On a larger level, certain themes speak universally at specific ages. If you are 15, Catcher in the Rye is a brilliant book. But from middle age onward, it can be kind of hard to slog through all that adolescent whining. Which is not to say that Catcher or Salinger's work is not without value. It is rather to say that he speaks to and captures that moment in human development and recognition of self so clearly and perfectly that it has resonated with the inherent sense of rebellion against privilege since its release in 1951. I firmly believe that a great work of art is something you can return to repeatedly in your lifetime as you have greater experience and bring more to the piece and then see more in it. So, for example, Catcher is a very different book to read when you are the parent of a teenager rather than when you are yourself the rebel. Which makes the discussion of assigned reading during school years a bit odd. Part of why we have assigned reading is to introduce people to the canon of literature, and I remember very clearly the reaction the first week of 11th grade to that summer's assigned reading list. The boys had loved A Farewell to Arms. Loved it. And for the most part, the girls were pretty lukewarm on Hemingway, but The Great Gatsby had strong support on the female side. Personally, I was still recovering from my own collapse at the end of The Grapes of Wrath. Later in life, I would return to Gatsby during a Fitzgerald frenzy in my mid-20s, when the struggles of creating a life in the image of myself would resonate more clearly. And that's largely what our 20s are about, discovering who we want to be and then working to manifest that reality. But at 16, all I could see in the book was a love triangle between shallow people who threw excessively lavish parties and had no care for the lives they ruined. I mean, hello, I was in high school. I really didn't need to read a book to see this. But The Grapes of Wrath almost destroyed me. During the class discussion, one young lady looked at me in disbelief and said I had to have known what was coming at the end of the book with Rosa Sharon. I mean, all the foreshadowing was there. How could I be so upset? And perhaps she was right. And perhaps she's still right that I constantly fail to pay attention to the foreshadowing. I still read during any meal that I eat by myself, and my summer reading list was processed over lunch. The Grapes of Wrath follows the Joad family across Route 66 in search of survival during the Dust Bowl, and it made an emotional and empathetic reader like me waffle between losing an appetite for the food I was fortunate enough to have and to feel guilt about not finishing the food I was fortunate enough to have. And by the time I reached the last paragraph of the last page, I was a hysterical, uncontrollable, crying, hyperventilating mess. And I avoided Steinbeck for years afterwards, frankly too scared to admit that he could have had that impact on me. So, of course, I had the typical adolescent reaction of finding fault with him and his work, rather than admitting to my own insecurities. Ah, Holden Caulfield, where art thou?